Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile. Smile 90.4 FM.
We've been watching on social media a voice for the voiceless on many an occasion, and it's so good to have her in studio to talk all about what she's been up to, what brings her to South Africa, what keeps her in South Africa, and importantly, the fact that that you can be very quiet, you can have and do amazing things in any career, but then just focus on that and let that be your focus point. Or you can have, like I said, something that's really so dear and close to your heart that you need to do something about it. And this is what this incredible artist has done, because she's got on a plane and left the comfort zone of home to come all the way to the motherland.
Oh, yeah.
The mothership. And then call this place a home for the time being. Ladies and gents, the incredibly gifted Brianna Evigan, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Lovely introduction.
You are now a morning person.
I am now a morning person, yes. Like I just said, I have a child. So, yeah, it definitely changes when you have those late nights out with all of your friends as well.
Yeah. Does your child have the same rhythm that you do? Is he getting the...
He is just got grooves.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So what brings you to South Africa? If people that don't know and they haven't even seen your social media stuff that you're doing, what brings you here?
Yeah, so I started with... Move Me Studio. Yes. So it's Inspiring Media that compels action. We want to make impact filmmaking. Yes. We want to build campaigns and bring people in at an early stage to be a part of lasting impact. On top of that, we started Abundant Village, our nonprofit, which has been, it's completely consumed my world and my life.
Abundant Village is abundantly growing.
It is.
If people that don't know Abundant Village, quickly, a short summary of what Abundant Village is all about.
Yes. So we either work with existing villages or build them from the ground up. We cover water, food, energy, housing, childcare, healthcare, education, and job opportunities, focusing on economic empowerment, regenerative revenue, and sustainable solutions.
Now, you said that in the space of...
Every
single one of those things that Brianna's just listed is a huge feat in itself. But what I love about it is it's not just one. Holistically speaking, you've covered a wide variety of concerns that need to be addressed at the same time. Yeah. Because if they're not addressed at the same time, we focus on one aspect of any child's well-being and development, and then the others kind of lack.
Yeah.
So holistically, you've kind of looked at it and gone, well, listen, this is not just about one aspect of a child's upbringing or life.
Yeah.
This is about everything.
Yeah.
Where to for this child? How to for this child? Mm-hmm. And then, activating by letting these villages grow throughout Southern Africa and then Africa. Yeah. What's the response been like? Obviously on social media, it's great. People love what you're doing. Mm. What is friends back home? Are they going, Brianna, are you okay? Send us proof of life every day.
Send us proof of life. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit of that. Like, what?
Yeah.
And at the same time, I think everybody's very excited and proud. You know, I followed my dreams, and the rest came, including the husband and the baby and all of it. And I didn't expect any of that. And I'm doing what was in my head. This vision has completely come to life. We just completed our first project in the Manuleti area. And we refurbished 4 schools, built a labyrinth to bring wellness and mental health into youth at an earlier stage. There were 3 different gardens built out and fruit trees and all sorts of stuff. But more importantly, there was programming done so that we can keep up what we're doing and it can be everlasting and it can connect with other communities and kind of be this unit that starts to grow.
Don't you find you've traveled the world, right? And fortunately enough, a lot of people can travel the world, and not many Africans have ventured out of Africa. But there's something special that people either understand when they come to Africa or they don't.
Yeah.
The energy, the spirit of kind of we talk about Ubuntu in South Africa and the spirit of giving and togetherness. But there's definitely something about Africa that either your soul connects with it or it doesn't, right? There are places you can go to anywhere in the world where you kind of go, I get what you're doing here, and I get the vibe of the people of this place, and it's great and it's cool and it's lovely to visit, and I look forward to maybe coming back here again. But there's something about Africa that I find that you either it grabs you and I mean really grabs you and sucks you in, and you feel just like there's a sense of ease in your well-being about it.
Yeah, but there's also like this rawness that's what brought me back. I've been coming back and forth for 8 years now.
Wow.
I started in Uganda and Rwanda.
Yes.
And there's always something that has pulled me back, but there's like something different current in the air, literally. Like, you can feel the air here in a different way, and the rawness, and it just also can smash you. I mean, it's a hard place. It's a challenging place, too, and I think that's something that's always brought me back, too. It's exciting.
So when are you moving yet?
I've already moved.
Yeah.
You guys, I've moved 3 years
yeah,
ago.
We neighbors.
Oh, like
Brianna, your Move Me documentary is gaining recognition on the international film scene, and rightly so. Can you tell us a little bit more about that documentary? I think it's very special as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, it kind of keeps shaping into something else, too. We actually want to go and film more for it. It's uplifting the human spirit. It's kind of focusing on all of the positive aspects of Africa. We obviously hit on the poaching crisis. You know, there's an amazing artist named Pila who lives in Johannesburg who's just mind-blowing. My brother actually offered to bring him back to the States to record a song together. We hit the animals, we hit kind of all of these different topics so that you can understand and feel Africa, but there's this big message of hope in it. And that's a huge thing, I think, that we've even realized. Abundant Village is more than meeting basic human needs, it's hope. Yeah. It's a way of being, it's a way of living, and it's a connection.
You've had great buy-in locally, because that's the other thing as well, is that local sustainable business in South Africa or in Africa need to also be a part of it. It's no good that you come over with from all parts of the world with global influence and global connections and not get buy-in locally. And there's been incredible partnerships you've had, one of which is to my side over here, and she's a sweetheart. I mean, Freya is just incredible. To keep a legacy like she has alive of a brand that is so institutional, I mean, it is really a part of the fabric in South Africa, and to keep that brand authentic and at the same time create such a portfolio for in terms of employment for people locally to come back to the roots of the origins of a product and kind of support their families by doing it, which is just incredible.
Totally. And
Veldskoen.
Veldskoen, and you nailed it. And when I walked into Veldskoen's office almost 3 years ago now, you know, they just immediately collaborated. Everybody wanted to give 50% of the profit to Abundant Village, and it was just this immediate friendship. We had a big launch party last night.
What's not to love?
Yeah, but we've just come out with the brown boots. We've got the black boots, the brown boots. She's got the brown ones on, I got the black ones on.
Oh, they're so cool.
And and they say positive words on the bottom. So wherever you walk around the world, you leave your positive imprint.
Oh, great.
And it's just been such a fun collaboration.
But Brianna, I just want to know, now Andy West was my crush growing up. Would those felt schools
have
you?
You crush on me?
I swear.
Okay.
Listen.
I'm so fanboying.
So I just want to know, would that felt school have given you better grip when that dance scene with Channing Tatum?
It was amazing.
I love dancing in these shoes. Too, I gotta say.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's have a dance off after the show.
Oh, yeah.
I hear we're gonna be doing some moves today. You guys are gonna make me breathe.
Bounce.
Yeah.
I wanna be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.